दोस्तों, सिडनी में हाल ही में ऑस्ट्रेलिया का पहला डेटा एनालिटिक्स सेंटर खोला गया है। ये केंद्र न्यू साउथ वेल्स सरकार द्वारा स्थापित किया गया है और संभवतः ये दुनिया भर में पहले ऐसे कुछ केंद्रों में से एक है। तो हमने न्यू साउथ वेल्स के मिनिस्टर फॉर इनोवेशन एंड बेटर रेगुलेशन विक्टर डोमिनेलो से इस केंद्र के बारे में पूछा, जिन्होंने इसकी पहल की है।
The Data Analytics Centre is the first of its kind in the country and potentially the world, where it enables government to collect data from across the various agencies in New South Wales based on the state priorities, which is based on the Premier's priorities, so that we can tackle some of the big issues that confront us, whether it's logistics in terms of transport, whether it's childhood obesity, or whether it's things surrounding law enforcement. So this enables a whole of government approach to very complex social issues.
Now the data shared here, is it going to be accessible to all government departments? Because one would assume that some kind of data analysis and data collection is still happening within the government.
Yeah, so there's 160 agencies in New South Wales. So there's Fair Trading, there's police, there's emergency services, there's environment, there's planning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's 152 local councils in New South Wales. There's 20 state-owned corporations, such as the energy suppliers and water suppliers. But each of them collects data. Each and every one of them collects data. But historically, across governments, agencies don't like sharing data with one another, because when you share your data, you share and you open yourself up to more transparency and accountability. But there are some issues in society that cover an issue that is far bigger than just one agency. For example, childhood obesity. That's obviously an issue for health, but obviously there's relevance there for education. There's also relevance there for sports. There's also relevance there for primary industries because of food, and also fair trading in that regard. So how do we make sure that when we are making decisions in relation to a big societal problem, that we get all the data into one spot so we can make a big decision based on the best data available? That's why we've set up the Data Analytics Centre, so that there's a central place in government that is a safe harbour where data is protected with confidentiality, it's anonymised, we're making sure that it's secure. But the point is, it's there in one spot so we can do the analysis around it and make decisions which are in the best interest of the people of the state.
Could you give maybe one or two examples of how this is not just about raw data or science, but how it will affect the wider community in the end?
I'll give you an example. So there's been lots of reports about overcrowding, particularly international students being crammed into city apartments, where there are two-bedroom apartments, but some unscrupulous landlords will try and squeeze 10 students in there in pretty horrendous conditions. Now, it is very, very hard to police that, and it's hard to understand the nature of the problem, because people make complaints, but it's then hard to get the evidence around it. So what would you normally do? You would obviously go to planning, and planning would say, well, look, we can give you data around the planning, so we can show you how many bedrooms in any given apartment. Then we can go to Department of Fair Trading and say, have you received any complaints about noise or overcrowding? So we can get data from that. We can also go to Sydney Water and say, can you show us the data in relation to water usage in relation to these apartments? And it might show that even though it's a two-bedroom apartment, the water patterns are consistent with 10 people living in the apartment. So you put all those three data sets together and you can quickly find out where these slumlords are operating. Rather than knocking on 1,000 doors, we can be more targeted in our response, because at the end of the day, looking after international students is critical. They're a critical part of our economy. We want them to have a great experience here in a great state and a great country, so they go back home and be ambassadors for our country. We don't want them treated like second-class citizens. So if we can find out where these slumlords are operating by the use of data, then that's going to be good for everyone in the state.
Is this data also going to be used to maybe identify social problems or social indicators, or perhaps find patterns of social behaviour? So are we also looking at that, or currently it's more about infrastructure and things like that?
It's squarely based on the state priorities, which are essentially the Premier's priorities. And he's got a number of priorities, for example, around traffic. That's a clear one. There's another priority around childhood obesity. Domestic violence, they're trying to tackle that, is another priority. So whatever the Premier's priorities are, we need to have a whole of government look at it. In the past, we would have silo by silo approach. And you might get, you know, health and everybody else coming together and racking their brains, but they would rarely bring the data. Because, again, if you open up the data, you expose yourself to accountability and transparency. But we've got to remember that there is one government in New South Wales looking after all the people in the state. It is not a system of 160 different agencies looking after their portfolio. When it comes to big social complex issues, we need to be working together. We need a safe place for the data to come, and we need to have the, you know, the integrity and the forensics around it to make decisions in the best interest of the people of the state.
वहीं सिडनी में डेटा एनालिटिक्स क्षेत्र में काम करने वाले उत्सव शाह ने हमें कई और ऐसे क्षेत्रों के बारे में बताया जिनमें डेटा एनालिटिक्स का इस्तेमाल होता है.
So data analytics, मतलब it's a very broad term. It can help us to like uncover the business problems, and also it provides us the solution to all those business problems. मतलब जैसे कि अभी कुछ management activities है, so it helps us to expedite the management activities. आजकल के जमाने में जैसे हम लोग कोई भी smartphone वगैरह use करते हैं, तो what makes it smart? So आप कुछ search करते हो Google पे, and it gives you some recommendation. So that is analytics. It helps you in investing. के आप कोई share market वगैरह कुछ देख रहे हो, and stocks में वगैरह आपको कुछ देख रहे हो कि last 52 weeks में क्या pattern रहा. So it helps you into analyze that. So it is based on the historical data. It gives you the pattern which you can use to make the decisions. It is also using manufacturing, oil and gas. So it help in all the industries. जैसे कि अभी आप कोई भी आइटम परचेज करने के लिए जाते हो मॉल वगैरह में, तो द प्लेसमेंट ऑफ द आइटम बिहाइंड दैट देयर इज आल्सो एनालिटिक्स. लाइक ब्रेड के साथ ज्यादा बटर बिकता है, तो ब्रेड एंड बटर विल बी इन द सेम सेक्शन. इवन इन द सोशल मीडिया हाउ द पीपल आर कमेंटिंग ऑन पर्टिकुलर स्टफ, वो भी मार्केटिंग वगैरह के लिए दैट इज आल्सो यूजफुल.